Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment this morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can jump into our chat room. Good morning, chat room. Oh, let's see. We have in there a couple of people already. Let me see. Talkative Mind. Oh, right. I kind of like that. It is the 13th of April, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm with the weather.
Good morning. Happy National Peach Cobbler Day.
Okay.
Yes. This is an important one.
Oh, wow. Peach Cobbler Day.
Yes.
You know what? I can, once you get that, that's our guest. Okay, and while she's getting that, because that's our guest that's calling in right now. Good morning. What a beautiful day it is today. Okay, for all of you that park downtown, the traffic enforcement group is out. The parking ticket people are out. How do I know this? Well, after putting two quarters in and thinking I was going to get, you know, that's 2 hours, thinking I was going to get back out within 2 hours, I didn't. And when I did, there it was on my windshield, the mark of shame. You know, it's, you know, they should be able to, if you've got a red truck, they should have it. You know, you should have red covered tickets. Or if you've got a blue truck, you should have blue covered tickets. But no, there it is, the mark of shame on my windshield. $24.50.
Ooh.
Wow. But then I think of all the times I've parked there without paying, you know.
It adds comes up.
It adds up. Except I try to park in the back. And the only people supposed to park in the back are people that use the businesses here at Sherman Square. And, you know, the business owners and then people maybe come in to use the businesses. You know, employees and this. But no. Oh, no. People park here and go on their merry way.
I think a lot of them go to the school across the street because when they took down the parking structure, a lot of our parking.
Yeah, but you know what also is when I get in, we both of us get in early in the morning, and there's a lot of people parked out there already. It didn't used to be, so they must have the, you know, people living here, of course, they have apartments here.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got those too. There must, you know, so that takes almost half just the people living here. Anyway, okay, enough of that whining because I did that. Because you were having to answer the phone.
Time for
so,
me.
What's the weather look like today?
Extra windy, especially we have about 11 miles per hour coming from the north right now. Those north winds in the morning mean our overnight lows are fairly high, with a low of 57 currently out at the airport. And this is as cold as it's going to get. Our high today will be closer to 75 degrees. It'll be holding like that throughout most of the week until Friday. We're going to jump up to 83 and 88 by Saturday. But the winds today are the main headline for the week as far as weather.
Okay. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, has been there, you know, a couple of decades. You know, propane is all pretty much the same. It's the customer service that makes the difference, and Shasta Gas Propane has just outstanding customer service. Not only that, they have discounts for seniors and veterans. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. On the line is David Mong, who is calling in from Turtle Bay, and he's got all types of things to talk about. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
What's the matter? You can't get in here? What? You can't get here in the morning? You're probably calling from home, laying in bed, aren't you?
I'm not at home laying in bed. I just got to the office, actually, but I have another appointment right afterward. But I am excited to get back in there with you guys soon and see you in person.
Okay. Hey, so what's going on out there?
Well, there's a lot of new stuff over at Turtle Bay to be excited about. About a week ago, we just opened up our newest art exhibition, Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea.
I've already heard people talking about it. It is wow.
Yeah, it's stunning, and it's one of the biggest exhibitions we've had so far over at Turtle Bay. It comes from up in Oregon. It's all about preserving our oceans, and what they've done is collected pollution and, like, plastic that had washed up on shore, hence the name Wash Ashore. And the artist grew up on the shores of Oregon, had moved away for a while, and then unfortunately gone through a tragedy in her life, went back to her home in Oregon where she grew up, like, just being at peace at the sea. And to her dismay, when she went back to try to grieve and see where she used to find peace, there was all this plastic and stuff washed on shore. So it inspired her to make these art pieces to raise awareness about it. So over the last 11 years, they've collectively, as an organization, collected 30 tons of plastic debris off the shores of Oregon and put together over 80 art pieces, which are all these giant sculptures of different sea creatures and animals that are all endangered wildlife in our ocean.
Yeah, and I tell you what, they make, you know, and like you said, it comes out of the ocean itself. So, and that washes up ashore. So it's amazing, you know, when you see photos of like sea turtles with plastic drink holders around their neck, or birds that are slowly strangling to death. There's actually a floating garbage dump out in the middle of the ocean someplace that, you know, where the tides come over the oceans will push them all into one spot. I mean, it's miles square. And I was heartened to see those that the nations have gone out there with ships and just trying to collect it. I mean, but it's going to take years at this level, but at least they're doing something right about it. And this does, if you have not seen this, if you haven't seen photos of this exhibit, you need to do it. It's Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea. So, okay. And you've got, Turtle Bay Plant Sale.
Yeah, we, in addition to Washed Ashore, which we've got in here, we've also got our plant sale still going on. It was the first weekend of April and probably the best turnout we've had all year, so we decided to keep the fun rolling, and we've extended it for the rest of April. So it's at 1100 Arboretum Drive on the west end of our botanical gardens over there by our nursery. And we've got new hours over at the nursery as well. So instead of just Friday and Saturday, we are now open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And what our sale is 20% off all plants for the public, and if you're a Turtle Bay member, it is 30% off. And we've got all kinds of water-wise plants, and they're all grown here in Redding for our environment, meant to thrive throughout the summer. And some of the feedback we get about our nursery is that people keep coming back because our plants survive here in Redding, and a lot of that is because our gardeners grow them here. They're not shipped in from anywhere. They're planted, grown right here in this environment, so they're made to thrive here in Redding, right in your own backyard. So, yeah, 30% off for members, 20% off to the public, Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at the Turtle Bay Nursery.
Now, let me ask you a question about that. You know, you've got experts,
yeah,
you know, horticulturists out there working. If you
Are
they available to answer questions when you're over there?
They are. And I tell you, I love something new about plants and gardening every time I'm there without even asking questions. They're just so passionate about what they do. And can't help but talking about all the stuff that they're planting and growing in their own backyards and at Turtle Bay alike. So if you do have any questions about your plants, how to grow them at home, why your plant's leaves are turning brown. I know a lot of people have taken up gardening this year since they've had so much time at home. Our experts over at the Turtle Bay Nursery, they can help you out. And even if they don't know the answer to a question, they are passionate enough to go find the answer and get back to you on it, which I've really appreciated, is that they don't give up just with their own knowledge. They'll go find it out and get back to you on the information you need.
Yeah, a lot of people got things done during the pandemic. My plan, I was going to put in all these raised gardens and different things in them, both you know, vegetables and beautiful flowers. But, that year got away from me, so I'm going to wait for the next pandemic.
there you go.
Which could be at any time now, according to the government.
yes, you never know.
You never know. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with Dave Mung, who's the marketing manager over at Turtle Bay. And we're talking about the big exhibit they have there. And it's Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea. It's just art pieces made from the things that kind of roll in on the beach that you'd be surprised of how much stuff. But the artist, you know, the artist putting this together, oh my gosh, what an imagination and what a true you know, a vision for this. And then of course the spring plant sale is going on now through the rest of April. And you can not only buy a plant, you can get you can get expert advice on how to plant it, how to water it, and all that from the horticulturists that are over there at Turtle Bay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number has been rated 1 and 2 of all the mattresses in Consumer Reports. 1 and 2 for in their category, of course. And it's amazing. When I think about that, you know, we've been sleeping on this bed for at least six or seven years, and talking about it. And now we're going up to the next mattress, the 360 Smart Bed, which adjusts to you as you move during the night. We're perfectly happy with what we have now, but this seemed like another way of being able to, because you know, to get a full night's sleep. And to be able to know that when you go to sleep at night, when you wake up, you're going to be refreshed. And people that sleep on, use Sleep Number beds, average another 58 to 60 hours of good sleep during the year. And, you know, there's a whole lot of things that go with sleep, and it's too much to go into right now. But proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And they're introducing the new Sleep Number 360 P5 Smart Bed. The queens are now $1,799, only at Sleep Number stores, and our Sleep Number store, of course, is over in the Target Shopping Center. You can adjust these to the firmness you want. My Sleep Number setting is 55. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 45, and you can adjust those so that it's right for you. So head on over to the Target Shopping Center. Go talk to Steve or any of the people over there and find out why Sleep Number is such a great investment. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay.
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Creekside Pub & Grill is a fast and friendly casual eatery, open daily from 6 a.m. to 4 a.m. No matter what time of day or whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll find a tempting selection of food and beverages at Creekside Pub & Grill inside Wind River Resort & Casino. Don't forget to stop by the coffee bar for your favorite coffee specialties and infused energy drinks. Skip the line, order your favorite eats and treats online at windriver.com and receive 10% off. Download the Wind River app.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Yeah, we're talking oceans and seas and things like that. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, the staff makes all the difference when you're in, when you're living in, a senior living, it's not an assisted care facility. It's just a place that people have just decided that they've had enough of taking care of the house and all that. Why not let somebody else do that? So you go to an area where you can have, 1-2 bedroom places. You have all your stuff there. It's pet friendly, and all this is at River Commons Senior Living, but the staff is exceptional there. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, and people that really care about the people who live there. For more information, give Brian Martin a call at 238-5981 and find out why at River Commons Senior Living, worry less, smile more. On the line today is David Mong, I want to say publicity, but that's not it. Is that it?
Marketing manager.
Marketing. Okay, I'm sorry. I was having problems with the word marketing.
And, same
you know,
thing.
Words
they all
to start
fall in
with,
the same category.
Yeah, you know, words to start with, you know, marketing, mayonnaise, those kind of things. You know, we've talked about the new exhibit. We've talked about the plant sale that's going on. That was extended. And you're buying plants that are grown right here. And with that, it's, you know, so you got a much better chance for them to make it here. Now, Linda and I have this ability. Linda's a lot better than I am. I should say I have an ability to kill plants where she makes hers grow. So, you know, but I'm going over and saying, hey, I'm gonna plant this. And she says, hon, why don't you let me plant that if she wants to keep it? If not, I mean, I've been known to kill cactuses before. Now, you've got some other things going on.
Right. Well, we've got some things up on the horizon. So right now, you could catch some animal training going on. Our trainers are getting ready for the Walk on the Wild Side animal show starting May 1st. So still a few weeks out, but if you're at Turtle Bay and you stop by the amphitheater, you can usually catch our trainers working with the animals, teaching them how to jump, fly, soar, do all kinds of actions that are natural to their usual species, but also catered to our viewing pleasure. So they've got their animal show starting up May 1st. We've got some new animals this year. One of my favorites, Mischief the Raccoon. He is just a treat to watch, and he's been doing amazing. They've taught him how to, like, open up jars, get stuff out of there, climb and follow their lead where they go as well. So you can usually catch them training in the early afternoon or later before close at Turtle Bay, and then mark your calendars for May 1st when the animal show starts up officially. And those times will be at 11 a.m. and 12 p.m., I believe every day except for Tuesdays when we're open for our summer hours.
Okay, the what are summer hours out there?
Our summer hours will be open every day, Monday through Sunday. And then Monday through Friday, it is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Saturday, Sunday, it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So those, right now we're still on our winter hours, so we're closed Mondays and Tuesdays, open Wednesday through Sunday. Same hours apply to weekdays and weekends. But on May 1st, we'll start for our summer hours, being open every day again.
Okay, that's great. And if you haven't seen the Wild Side Animal Show, you need to do it. As you know, as David pointed out, they don't teach them anything that is not part of their natural lifestyle. You know, they'll let them fly from one side to the other. It's digging, it's climbing. I think it was a fox climbed. You know, they'll climb trees because of the gray fox. And you've got just any number of great animals in there, and the kids love it. Well, hell, adults love it. Now, in our remaining few minutes here, memberships. This is such a great deal for families.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our family membership, which is our most popular membership, it gets you free admission to Turtle Bay all year round for two adults and up to four children under 18 for only $90. So if you were to take that same family group just twice a year, it's already $90 right there. So here you can go every day of the year if you wanted that we're open for just that $90 price point. Also gets you discounts around town, $20 off at the nursery all the time, $20% off usually at the nursery, 30% off now during our plant sale, and so many more perks to come with it, just applying to Turtle Bay, local discounts, things like that. And definitely a great time to jump on it if you haven't yet. With Wash the Shore just opening up, see these giant sea creature sculptures all made from plastic pulled from the sea. Animal show starting up for the summer. We've got an additional exhibition that we'll talk about in the future starting up in May as well. So lots of new things at Turtle Bay.
Oh, you got something new. Wait. You got something new starting in May?
We got another thing starting new in May. I guess the sneak preview, we'll kind of touch on it. It's called American Adventure. And it's almost, imagine like a real-life Oregon Trail. Well, I guess real-life Oregon Trail would have been just being a pioneer in the 1800s.
Right.
It's like an interactive maze, sort of based off of Oregon Trail, where you are a pioneer going out on an American adventure. And along the way, you have to do different challenges that you may survive or you may die. And if you, you know, get dysentery and die, it kicks you back to the beginning of the maze. So fun, interactive, educational maze about the 1800s and pioneering America back in those days. So that'll be opening up May 1st as well.
So you're not going to get dysentery. It would just be kind of like, you know.
No,
I know, I'm just kidding.
It's fake dysentery.
Yeah, I know, I'm just kidding. That sounds like fun because people don't realize. You know, every so often you have to think about it. How people walked, you know, they may have had a wagon because they've got their wagon, all their goods in it. They walked clear across America. And a lot of things, like you said, that sickness took out more people than any types of violent actions out there.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, David, thank you so much for being with us this morning. You can sign up for memberships just going down to Turtle Bay. And like David said, anybody, a $90 membership, that's parents and how many children? Four children?
Up to four children.
And they don't have to be yours.
And they don't even have to be yours.
That's right. Okay. All right. Well, David, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
And thank you so much for having me.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. When we come back, there's so many things to talk about, and we have 30 minutes. I want to talk about what's happening in Minnesota. I want to talk about what's happening with vaccine and our service members. And also, I just have to mention that just some of the things that Mr. Biden mentioned when he was talking about the Second Amendment that were just wrong. And again, perpetuating myths that aren't true to limit a person's rights to own a firearm. You know, if there's facts and figures available to him and all of his staff from the FBI and other, you know, government organizations that just show the things he's saying just aren't true. So we'll hit on a few of those, too, when we get back. 7:29 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:33 here on the 13th, 59 degrees out there. And the Shasta District Fair is coming. That's right. It's back from June 23rd through June 26th. Of course, they're going to adhere to all safety protocols. They will mask the calves and the pigs and chickens. The chickens are the hard time to do that. They're going to have, of course, their commercial exhibits, food booths, ground acts, and junior livestock show and auction. Advanced ticket sales begin May 1st with savings on season passes, carnival wristbands, and single-day passes. You know, I'm glad the fair's back. Do you go to the fair, Ashley?
Not normally. I don't like crowds.
It's fun to go there. I took our grandkids there years ago and put them on one of those rides. and mm-hmm. didn't have to buy him food for the rest of the day.
Nice.
Yeah. Also, Denim Day 2021 and the Denim Drive. It goes from April 1st through the 28th. And please donate new and gently used denim clothes to the Shasta County District Attorney's Office at 1355 West Street, right here in California. It's open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on April 28th, wear jeans to show your support for survivors of sexual violence. So April 28th to wear denim, to wear blue jeans. Wow, that'll be a change for me. What you got, Nick?
Oh, well, you know, the stolen election isn't over yet, the counting the ballots and that kind of stuff. And what was it that made me think of it? Anyway, I was reading last night, and here's the headline. I was offered $10 million not to do this. Javon Pulsar, an offer to walk away from his scanning of ballots on the 2020 elections, and he's referring to, where in the heck is it? He's the guy that came out that is really sharp when it comes to internet work and barcodes. He's got a whole bunch of patents, and he has come up with a way to, well, the gist of it is, I'm talking around in circles. I'm sorry.
You are. Can you get to it? Because I have a lot of things to talk about here.
Okay. The gist of it is recounting the ballots doesn't do any good. You've got to analyze the ballots and see if they are, in fact, legitimate ballots. And he has five different ways of deciding whether they are legitimate ballots or not. And he was offered $10 million not to let this out and to quit his work on it.
Did they put that in writing to him?
Well, I couldn't tell you. I'm not a personal friend of his. I just
okay,
read
just
the,
wondering.
Headline.
You know, I've been offered $10 million not to talk about these next three subjects, and you know, but I said no amount of money
BS
will keep me from
that,
no amount of money will keep me from talking about it.
I call BS on that, and I want to know when Linda's going to come out with her report because she's always on assignment. How long is this assignment going to last?
As long as we have the station.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Hey, the Dante Wright shooting. In Minnesota, in Brooklyn, and I think it's Brooklyn Council or something like that, Minnesota. I'll get the right name here in a second. I'm sorry. After that, of course, Brooklyn Center. I think everybody agrees that this was a horrible tragedy, that he was shot by accident by a veteran policewoman that, you know, somehow pulled her taser in, or pulled her pistol instead of a taser when Mr. Wright started fighting back about being arrested. They pulled him over because of his registration on his car. And then they ran a background check, and he was wanted for possession of a firearm or something like that. Well, they got into a little bit of an altercation. There were three police there. And she pulled what she thought was a taser, and it was her pistol, and she shot him one time, and it killed him. It was a terrible tragedy. And I'm not going to go into this, well, if you hadn't fought and all that kind of stuff. No. This was a police officer that should have known. Let me put it this way. The facts right now, it appears that she should have known better than to pull the taser. I mean, police get lots of training on tasers and what a, you know, what a taser is and what a pistol is, but, you know. Anyway, so after that, there's been a great deal of unrest, riots, you could say, and the city manager got fired yesterday. And why did the city manager get fired? He was fired on Monday, hours after he publicly disagreed with Mayor Mike Elliott's assertion that the police officer who fatally shot this gentleman in Minneapolis suburb should be immediately fired in response to the incident. What did the city manager say that got him fired? He said that he used the word due process. And after they said the mayor said he's going to fire him, and when they asked the city manager, what he said was he wanted to make sure that the officer got due process before they made that decision. All employees working for the City of Brooklyn Center are entitled to due process with respect to discipline, the city manager said. This employee will receive due process, and that's really all I can say today. And then the mayor fired him for that. And the city council voted for it. One of the city council members said she was afraid that if she didn't vote for that, that there would be repercussions on her personally. And I find that really interesting that you would fire somebody because he said, you know, before we just reach out and fire people, we need to at least investigate it. Is that what, you know, I guess that's where we are. That there obviously seemed to be a mistake. If you watch the video, you'll hear her say, you know, the surprise in her voice, I shot him. And unfortunately, it led to the death of this man. And you can go back, oh, if he hadn't fought. Now, you know what? No, this was a mistake. This was totally a mistake on the police woman's fault or process, or so it appears right now. Anyway, so now there's riots. President Biden said there's no reason to riot. There is no reason to go out and loot and riot. You know, I'm glad he said that. It's not slowing him down, but I'm glad he said that. The second thing I wanted to talk about here was the Department of Defense, you know, has been pushing the vaccines out there. And there seems to be a slight problem in getting the military members to take it. Nearly 40% of U.S. Marines who've been offered the coronavirus vaccine declined, according to data released this week. This translates to approximately 75,000 Marines who have received the vaccine and approximately 48,000 who declined the vaccine, and there's still more than 100,000 Marines have yet to be offered the vaccine. This has really been pushed by the leadership of the Marine Corps, but the vaccine is the key to addressing the pandemic, and this is from a Marine Corps spokesman. The key to addressing this pandemic is building vaccine confidence. The vaccine is voluntary for all personnel at this time because the vaccines are authorized under the emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. And in March, seven Democratic lawmakers, led by, of course, a California one, said that, when they were told about it, they have informed consent that they have to sign. And if you've been briefed on it and you don't want to take the vaccine, no, I'm not going to take the vaccine. What Panetta and these other six people said, they want a waiver of informed that, they want Biden to issue a waiver of informed consent that would essentially mandate members of the military receive coronavirus vaccinations. The things that the leadership has shown, videos of them taking shots, all these different reasons to take the vaccinations, and it's still because it's voluntary, so far, of the ones offered in the Marine Corps. Now, in the Air Force, said that very early data suggests that up to 2/3 of service members offered the vaccine have accepted. That means 1/3 haven't in the Air Force. And that's higher than the rate for general population, though, which is recent survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation put it, roughly 50% of people that are offered the vaccination will take it. And as I said, they have the service leaders have vigorously campaigned for this vaccine. So here's the thing is, can you mandate, will Biden mandate that all service members will have a vaccine? There's some colleges that are doing that say you can't come back to school unless you've been vaccinated. I find this a little scary. You know, when you're in the military, you lose a lot of your rights. I mean, you just do. You know, you get shots all the time for things, anthrax shots. We had, when we were heading back, decades ago, you get inoculated against a number of things. And you never thought really, because nobody ever said you haven't formed consent. Now, I guess you have to sign a piece of paper. So, yeah, I know that this can be because this is experimental and blah, 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 blah. It can cause problems. Well, they're just saying, well, I'm not going to take it. I find this really interesting. And how will this impact on readiness? Obviously not too much, because you didn't have the vaccines before and we're still able to put out a very vigorous military out there. And again, vaccinations is just that. It's voluntary. And, you know, the idea of a vaccine passport is goes against every tenet of the Constitution about being able to not do things. Also, not being forced to take shots. Not, you know, and I say this after I've been vaccinated, so, but I also respect the rights of those people that don't want to get vaccinated, as I hope they respect the rights of me if I wanted to get vaccinated. It's up to me. You know, it's up to me what I put in my body. And I'm no longer in the military, but I would hope the military does not use this, that Biden does not go out there and say you will be vaccinated. So what do you do if you don't, you know, if you don't want to be vaccinated and you refuse? Is that now you're liable to the uniform code of military justice, refusal of an order, and then discharge if that's what you, if you say I'm not going to get it? There was times when we were taking the DNA that people said, I'm not going to give you my DNA. You know, the DNA is used in the military so we can identify you if there's just pieces left. And when you get out of the military, they destroy that. Well, there were people who said, you're not, I'm not giving you my DNA, even though they probably had their DNA. And they were punished for that. So it could be the same thing. I just hope it doesn't get to that. So anyway, 7:45 in the morning. If you suffered from orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Ling are there to get you back into action. Give them a call at 533-5030. That's 533-5030. It's down there by the shopping center on Eureka Way, down there where Bonaventure meets Eureka, right there in that shopping center right there. We'll be right back, 7:45 in the morning here on the 13th, 59 degrees out there.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, the new Queen Sleep Number 360 P5 Smart Bed is only $1,799. Save $600. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Spring savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash, next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
And now back to our show.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. You know what? If you're looking for solar, let me recommend Powerhouse Solar. It's an elite dealer for SunPowers. The solar energy makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get a 26% federal tax credit. Now you can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. Keeping the lights on when a grid goes down is easier than ever with Powerhouse Solar. And the Blakes are good people. They do good work. They'll tell you. We had them come out and look at our house several years ago, and it just wouldn't make sense in our house because of the way our roof is. You know, to be able to put it on there. And, you know, things may have changed, so I may have to have them come out again and look at it. But give them a call at 275-5600. 275-5600, Powerhouse Solar. Now, okay, you know, I know you're probably thinking he's beating us to death about the Second Amendment. You know, one of the things that Joe Biden ran on was gun control. And as soon as you say common sense, gun control, common sense for who? It's common sense for people that don't want you to have a gun. I saw somebody on Facebook the other day that said, no, I have no problem with you, if there's background checks or something like that, having guns. And I know that's not true because I know her. She does not believe you should have any type of self-loading semi-automatic rifle. There's no reason for that. Oh, you know, even though her husband has one, that people tell me, well, you can't hunt with that. Well, absolutely.
Hunting is not the point.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying is when they say that, that also shows their ignorance because, yes, you can hunt with a semi-automatic semi-automatic rifle. Of course you can. People have been doing this for a century, over a century, using semi-automatic firearms to hunt. Yes, but you're right. It's not about hunting. The Second Amendment is so that people can guard themselves against a tyrannical government. And but some of the things that he said, and the one that kind of really is kind of scary, is this, what he said about no amendment is absolute. No amendment can't be changed. And he talked about doing away with the assault, quote, assault weapon, the rifle. And the FBI's own statistics and their own statistics from other groups show that the number of rifles that are used in crimes is extremely low, that more people are killed by fist and hammers than are killed by long guns in the United States. Probably you should, you know, if you're going to do that, outlaw the outlaw hammers before you outlaw guns, if you look at just numbers. If the background check takes longer than 3 days, they're saying is that, well, you can just keep it. You can't get it till you get it back. And so this guy, Dylan Roof, who bought a gun after 5 days of waiting for a background check to come through, he was cleared by both the FBI and ATF before he shot up the church. The law didn't fail those people. The federal agents who reviewed Root's case does. Now, the little tidbit that is truer than the president may like to think about. When discussing so-called loopholes, Biden claimed that you could buy firearms online or at gun shows without background checks. That's not true. That's just false. If you go to a gun show right here in town and you want to buy a gun from somebody, you give them money, you both take the gun over to a gun dealer, an FFL, that is sitting at the show. They take possession of the firearm. You then have to go down to the shop, do all the background investigation, and they hold it for 10 days. And I can't buy a gun online that it doesn't have to come through a firearms dealer here in town. I've never bought a gun online, but that's the way they do it. And, of course, that's the way for ammunition now. The other thing is that they wanted to do was take away the qualified immunity from gun manufacturers, firearm manufacturers, that said you can't be sued because somebody uses your firearm with, illegally. It would be, and because people would sue the companies in a variety of different states, maybe all 50 states. Oh, your gun was used in a commission of a crime. The one you built Smith & Wesson, the one you built Ruger, the one you built Colt, was used in a crime. So we're going to sue you for that.
Can we go back to the common sense part of this?
Yeah, well, and see, here's the problem.
There's no common sense.
Here's the problem. Whether they win or not is not the point. The point is that there's going to be, it's going to cost the companies millions and millions of dollars, and you're effectively shut them down. If they sell you a gun, and to say that they can't be sued is absolutely false too, because if you're sold a gun that malfunctions, blows up in your hand, something like that, because of the way they made it, of course you can sue them. You sue them because they sold you a defective product. Whether it was try to sue for having it. Well, you've seen it done. A defective car, defective tires. You can sue them. You can sue that company for a defective merchandise. But to sue them because their product was used illegally means then you could probably, the guy that used the Dodge to run over all those people in Charlottesville, why not sue the car company? Because he used their car illegally to run those people down. It's ridiculous. Again, it's ridiculous because people hate guns so much because, they just cause all these problems. But the vast, vast, vast majority of citizens in the United States, and there's millions and millions of us who own firearms, that firearm, I have a semi-automatic rifle that's set on a chair in my living room. And I just did it just to make sure. It's set there for 1 year, and not once did it run outside and shoot the mailman or a dog or anybody out in the streets. No. So we go back to that it's up to the people. It's just an inconvenient truth that when they talk about these things that why should you want one of those? The second Amendment was written when they had, muskets. Well, the First Amendment was written when they hand printed newspapers. And you don't want to see that change, and we're in the years of internet and Facebook and all of those. The number of things that Mr. Biden one does, it just is, it prohibits your right to be able to protect yourself. And if you looked at it, if they say, well, why do you need a semi-automatic, quote, assault weapon, and it's not an assault weapon? We all know that assault weapon means it fires automatically, and you can't just go out and buy in Sportsman's Warehouse or any other place an automatic weapon. You've got to have background checks. You've got to go through all types of hoops if you want to get a license to do that. And then at any time, the government can come in and say, show me your machine gun. They can come to you and say, show me, make sure you still have it. Again, this is something that Mr. Biden ran on, and you've just got to get used to it, and you have to remember this, is that it's going to go in. He can make any type of executive order he wants. It'll be fought in court, and it's going to come out to the Supreme Court. So far, the Supreme Court, as you pointed out yesterday, kind of pushing Second Amendment questions back down to the lower courts. There will be a Second Amendment court case that will make it to the Supreme Court, and hopefully they will establish once and for all that Americans have the right to own and bear arms, that you do have a right to carry a concealed firearm. You do have a right to protect yourself. In many states, you just have that right already. because of the Second Amendment. You'll never see that in California unless the Supreme Court of the United States establishes once and for all what the Second Amendment is. And this is why it's important that we get these cases seen before the Supreme Court, because they've already put together a committee to talk about changing the numbers on the Supreme Court. Yeah, it's called packing. All right, we'll be right back after these messages with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I hit right where I aim. It's time to take the stand. It's time to draw the line. You better bring yours when you come to take mine.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Saying that vaccine safety is a top priority, the CDC and the FDA are recommending a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. This will allow for an investigation into reports of potentially dangerous blood clots and a half dozen women in the U.S. The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat says while the risk is very low for those who got the J&J shot more than 1 month ago,
for people who recently got the vaccine within the last couple weeks, they should be aware to look for any symptoms. If you've received the vaccine and developed severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath, you should contact your healthcare provider and seek medical treatment.
The clotting occurred 6 to 13 days after vaccination, and there was one death. More than 6.8 million doses of the J&J vaccine have been administered in the U.S., the vast majority with no or only mild side effects, and no clotting events have been reported with the other vaccines. At the White House,
I think everyone acknowledges we need significant increase in infrastructure. It's going to get down to what we call infrastructure.
President Biden chairing a bipartisan meeting with congressional leaders talking about his $2 trillion plus spending bill that has been labeled an infrastructure plan. Republicans say it's more like a slush fund for the Democrats. Following 11 days of testimony along with a mountain of video, prosecutors have rested their case against ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd. Now it's the defense's turn, and the first defense witness has taken the stand. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street this hour. Right now, the Dow is down about 135 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index up 102, and the S&P 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Brian Breck, animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights warns that proposed legislation in Britain aimed at shielding soldiers from repeated war crimes investigations may violate international law.
The government says its overseas operations bill is a vital piece of legislation aimed at protecting British troops from what it calls vexatious claims on the battlefield. Controversially, the bill contains a presumption against prosecution after 5 years unless there's compelling new evidence. Michelle Bachelet says a court's ability to investigate allegations of war crimes should be maintained and strengthened, not cut back. She's concerned that in its current form, the bill could shield military personnel from some serious crimes such as torture. The government insists it remains committed to upholding all its international obligations.
The BBC's Jonathan Beal. Iran blaming Israel for an attack on Iran's main nuclear enrichment site. News and analysis, townhall.com. Fishermen, residents, and Japan's neighbors are not pleased about this.
Japan's government says it's decided to start releasing massive amounts of radioactive water stored at the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant in 2 years after treatment. The decision, long speculated but delayed for years due to safety concerns and protests, came at a meeting of cabinet ministers who endorsed the release as the best option. The water has been accumulated and stored in tanks at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant since its 2011 meltdown after a massive earthquake and tsunami. Its operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, says its storage capacity will be full in the fall of 2022. Keith Peters reporting.
Consumer prices rose sharply last month, up 0.6%. The biggest increase since 2012. Over the past year, the government says inflation rose a sizable 2.6%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. And phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We got Ashley at the helm, and she's got the weather for the next week.
Yeah, and good morning, and happy National Scrabble Day.
This is National Scrabble Day.
One of our favorites in our household.
Well, I tell you what, Linda loves to play that.
Okay.
And I'm starting to lose my my zest for that game because she beats me every time.
Well, pit her against my mom, and then you and I, we can just sit back and watch popcorn.
Do you have a Scrabble dictionary?
No.
Oh, we have two of them. Let me tell you, she got me once on Z. And it's a Z-I, which, believe it or not, is a word.
I think it's pronounced chi, right?
No, I'm not sure. It doesn't make any difference. It was in, okay. It was in the dictionary. It has something to do with, I think, quantum physics or something. Anyway, okay, so what's the weather?
We are looking at a wind advisory today, so two hands on the steering wheel on your way into work today. But that is keeping our overnight lows a little bit warmer, those north winds at 11 miles per hour with a temperature of 57 degrees out at the airport right now. Things should start to calm down tonight and into tomorrow. We should have a beautiful sunrise and sunset tomorrow and then clear through the rest of the week. About highs of 75 until Friday, where we'll jump to 83, 88 by Saturday.
Well, it's getting there.
Spring
high
has
winds,
sprung.
Yeah, high winds, dry. It's going to be aware out there when you're...
Fire hazards are
just going to go way up. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. Well, I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
And you brought a new cardiologist there?
Well, he's not so new to the area, but new to Shasta Regional. And so it's Dr. Ayad, and we're happy to be associated with him. He's quite well-educated and well-trained. And
let's hope so.
Good for the area.
So a chest cracker, is that right?
No, you're
not the – oh, you're a cardiologist. Tell me the difference between a cardiologist and a surgeon.
Well, so there are different types of cardiologists. There are non-invasive cardiologists and there are invasive cardiologists.
Okay.
Some of the invasive cardiologists are further into invasiveness. They become interventional.
Uh-huh.
An interventional cardiologist. So I don't crack chests, but I go through the arm or the leg to put stents, balloons, treat heart attacks. So people having a heart attack in the middle of the night, I'm your guy. So if we cannot help a person because they have so many blockages or blockages in locations that are so dangerous that we can't fix through the leg or the arm, then that's when the surgeon comes in, cracks the chest, does a bypass instead of a stent.
Okay. So what you'll do is if somebody's having this the heart problems, then you'll do it. You'll start with trying, if you can, by using a stent. The TAVR?
Yeah. Yeah. So a TAVR is for a valve.
Right.
So if somebody has a very narrow valve, then now there's a way where you can go through the leg, put a wire inside the heart, balloon. Nowadays they don't even balloon. They just go in. There's a stent. On the stent mounted a valve. You go inside the old valve. You inflate the balloon and crushes the old valve and puts a new valve in.
Yeah, and when you say it crushes the old valve, it's not like it moves your heart over 2 inches or anything like that.
It should not, but what it doesn't do is it doesn't remove the old valve.
Right.
So the old valve remains in place. It just gets crushed to the side instead of, say, if you had open heart surgery with the chest open,
mm-hmm.
they actually cut the old valve, clean it up, and right. put a new valve in.
Right, but this one sticks there based on, you know, the old valve, right? I mean, do they have different sizes, or does it just inflate to its stops?
They do. They do have different sizes. So part of the workup prior to putting mm-hmm. the valve in is to size the aorta, look at the old valve, look at what we call the annulus, where the new valve is going to go in,
yeah.
and then you pick the size based on that. It's obviously a lot less invasive. You don't crack the chest, and the if things go well, usually the patient goes home the next day.
That's what I've learned. And one of our people that works here with us, husband had one of those,
wow.
but he had to go south. Now we
right.
can do them right here, and it's one of those little miracles of medicine type things.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, and do people get offended when you ask them if they're chest crackers?
I don't think so. I think they actually feel very good about themselves.
Well, you know, I've had a friend who had a triple bypass, and he was able to observe one with the patients, okay. And he goes, wow, did I look like that out there? Because, you know, he says he's kind of like stretched out and all these things. And he has recovered quite well from that, but I think I'd rather have it, if I could have it done, any type of work, I'd rather have you run it through an artery.
I completely agree, and I think most people do as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's you know, this to me is fascinating. You know, the things that medicine can do for you to make your life better. I mean, it changes your life. Little things, cataract operations, people get their eyes LASIK, you know, where they now have vision. But being able to clean up valves and, things like this that over the period of years,
absolutely.
You've gotten yourself to that point. But then to have it fixed and be able to walk out of the hospital the next day.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Isn't it?
Amazing how much we can do. And the technology has advanced tremendously.
Okay, you work with the heart. I've got to ask this. I'm sorry, Casey. I'll get back to you in a second.
Don't worry about me. I'm along for the ride.
Doctor, are we at the point? I know there's heart replacement surgery, and that's not even. I mean, even that's kind of become commonplace. Is that true?
Yes, you're talking about heart transplantation.
Heart transplants, right?
Yeah, and heart transplantation. Fortunately, it's still not very common. You know, partly because mm-hmm. of lack of donors.
Right.
It's, so you need somebody to donate a heart, and you have only a few hours.
Yeah.
So that's why you have a list. You have a list of patients who need transplant, depending on how sick they are. And then you're basically waiting for somebody to die who has a good heart. So not every donor would qualify, because once the donor dies,
yeah.
you're going to check the heart and make sure that it's actually something
right.
that you can use. But that can actually be done, and there are a lot of people out there walking with transplanted hearts, and they do fairly well.
You know, I understand Governor Newsom has both his heart and his brain as a donor, because neither one has been used very much. So, I had to say it. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Are we getting close? Okay, I could have said it, you know, they said it about George Wallace, you know, 50 years ago. I can use it on this one. Hey, are we getting close to a mechanical heart?
Unfortunately, I don't think so.
Okay.
They have what they call LVAD, which is left ventricular assist device, and they also have something for the right side called RVAD. So there are a lot of people out there who have these. They have, mainly LVADs. They're walking around with essentially a mechanical heart, where they put a pump inside the heart, they hook it up to the major vessel, and it just basically sucks the blood from inside the heart and kicks it in to the vessel, and it acts as a heart. These are called destination LVADs. So these people are not meant to ever get a heart, a new heart. They just live with it until they die, and they just go around with these machines.
What do you have a long life? I mean, well, does that shorten your life expectancy, or does it make it? I mean, obviously you live longer because you're going to die, but does it restrict you in things?
Yeah, of course. You know, so these, unfortunately, you know, these devices, you have to worry about infections and and mechanical complications like clotting and things like that. So they do, by definition, prolong lives because these people wouldn't otherwise live.
Right.
But they do have their limitations.
Can you walk and things like that?
Could definitely.
You can go on trips and those kind of things.
Definitely.
And, yeah, well, see, that to me is another little miracle there. You've got something mechanical in your heart that allows you to live longer. It allows you to have a quality of life.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's a tremendous change to prolong life and improve quality of life. Otherwise, these people wouldn't be able to do much or live longer.
Well, see, these are the kind of things that people need to know about. But the TAVR, the valve replacement, that's huge. And I mention it every chance I get. And just because that somebody used to have their chest opened up, be in the hospital for how many days after that? Would it be 3, 4, 5 days?
Well, remember, so these people who qualify for TAVR, well, now.
No, I'm just talking about from before.
Just the aortic valve repair.
Just the, an aortic valve repair before when they opened up.
Right. Right, and well, the point I was trying to make is that these people are usually the sickest of the sickest. So when you do surgeries, if you've done surgeries on these patients, usually they would last longer in the hospital. They would stay longer.
Right.
So you're talking about, you know, if things go well, 5, 7 days in the hospital, living miserably with a cracked chest, and then having rehab, prolonged rehab after you go home to get your sternum healing up. And now, these patients, they go in. A day later or 2 days later, they're home, and they live longer.
Wow.
And they feel much better.
And they feel much better. Okay.
Absolutely.
We're here with Casey Fatch and Dr. Ayed.
Ayed.
Okay. I was close.
Very close.
I'll have it by the end of the hour. From Shasta Regional Medical Center. We were just talking about the TAVR valve replacement, but also that there are mechanical, you can have, like, on each half of your heart, can have a mechanical, like a pump put in there that allows you to live your life a lot more normally. You can't do everything, and you've got to be aware of it, but still, you can go on vacations, you can be with your kids, you can do all those things.
Absolutely.
Again, wow.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has built her company ever since 1993, helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners, you name it, she can help you. She found fire insurance when people had their home insurance canceled because they couldn't get fire insurance because of these strange rules insurance companies had. And right now, if you want a second opinion on retirement plans or your 401ks, give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's 59 degrees out there, 8:17 in the morning, here on the 13th of April.
If I only had a heart, I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart.
The Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale has been extended. You can now enjoy discounts at the nursery all April long. We grow California native and climate acclimated plants from around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursdays, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th and one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st for the Twin Powers Health Fair at HealthWise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Meet Stella the Seahorse and her companions in Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, now on display at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Delightful and shocking, this indoor-outdoor exhibition highlights the perils of plastic pollution. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
There's nothing to do, a total eclipse of the heart.
Total eclipse of the heart, huh? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bond, it is 59 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful day for several days in a row. Look at today, and it's going to be like that. The only thing that's going to change is, of course, it's going to get a little bit warmer. Fire danger is up. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And if you're looking for some plants, any kind, Laux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersch Airport and Churn Creek Road is having their spring sale now through the 18th. Whether it's seed or sod, this is your chance to save big on amazing products at Laux Landscape Supply. Plus, they have pavers for your patio, road base for potholes, and a fleet of concrete trailers to help you get the job done. Now, concrete trailers may be just a little bit more than what I want out there, but the sod, we've been thinking about resodding the backyard. Give them a call at 378-2220. Laux Landscape, locally owned, locally operated. Good people there. Okay, I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center, and he has brought with him cardiologist Dr. Aladdin Ayed. And we just talked about how you can repair the heart without opening the chest of a person. And we also talked about that there's mechanical devices, low pumps, I guess that would be. It's kind of, is it on the same, idea as a sump pump where it comes in to a certain level and it pumps it out?
Yeah, basically, absolutely.
Well, I know about sump pumps, so can I assist with you someday? And okay. Probably I haven't figured out how to run the wire out, and you're probably limited. That's only sump pumps, I know.
Well, these are the chest crackers. That's not me. So.
Oh, those chest crackers. Okay. Casey, yeah. What's going on over there at Shasta Regional? What are some of the cool things y'all are doing?
Well, we're actually one of the things we're doing a news release today that we actually implanted our first leadless pacemaker yesterday.
Mm.
And
this wireless? Is are we talking wireless here? Are they all
no,
wireless?
No, well, it's leadless. Yeah, there's no wire. I mean, it's just, and so, but the beauty of this is, the pacemakers that today have, you have to have a implanted in this under the skin on your chest. There's always a big what they call a pocket, and that has a risk of infection. Also, you have to feed leads into the heart. This device is the size of basically a .25 caliber bullet, and it's implanted through the femoral vein.
Okay, let me explain this. A .25 caliber bullet is quite small.
Okay,
we're not talking like 50 cals like you see.
Well, I figure most of your listeners can do that math themselves.
Many of our listeners can, and they'll go, .25, I wouldn't have a .25.
I wouldn't have a .25 auto, but I'm a .380. I'm a .380 guy, that's me.
So anyhow, it's that's extremely small.
Well, but the difference is it's implanted through a catheter, and so it goes in. You don't have to have any kind of major surgery for it, and it's implantable. It comes in. It lasts for about 10 to 13 years, and it can be replaced. And so it's it's a great piece of new technology to the North State and things just keep getting easier and easier to have these kind of procedures.
When you say it's implanted, is it implanted in the heart?
It's delivered through a catheter through the femoral vein, and it goes right inside the right ventricle of the heart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, don't you have to adjust these? I mean,
they're programmable and it's it's pretty impressive. It's like Bluetooth enabled and it's implantable and it's programmable and it's impressive technology.
Somebody can't hack into mine, could they?
There was a time where I think they had some national security concerns on the Medtronic pacemaker, right? It was Medtronic, and they were worried about a lot of people in Congress had these pacemakers, and they were this is true. Uh-huh. But you brought it up, okay?
Yeah.
So this is no conspiracy theory stuff, but anyhow, all of that was resolved, but still everybody was worried about them pushing a button one day and half the people in Congress are dropping dead. But we're past that now.
I'm not going to make any comments on that. Now, will you set off the alarms when you're going through the airport?
You know, actually, you probably get a card. Like, they always give people a card that says, I have a pacemaker or I have a hip implant or whatever. But
I've got shrapnel in my legs here. Here's a card that says when I go off like that. Yeah, okay, got it.
Metal plate in my head.
metal plates everywhere. this, again, we're talking about something that is incredible to the, to the layman.
I think the main point, though, is when you look at these kind of interventions that Dr. Ayed is, well-versed in, you look at there's two specific conditions in the heart that are pretty rampant up here, and one of them is atrial fib, and the other one is congestive heart failure. And you want to talk about some of the treatment for...
Now, we were talking about my dad died of congestive heart failure. I think my mom, she might have had some of that as a problem, too. So...
What are the options?
Yeah. So the doctor says to you, Do you tell people, okay, congestive heart failure? I mean, when you say that, it's just scary.
Of course. So, I mean, congestive heart failure is a major cause of morbidity and mortality in the United States. You know, a lot of people have it, and it's probably a good thing that a lot of people have it because it means that they're actually living with it instead of having died with it, and we don't have them around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the congestive heart failure, so heart failure in itself is the inability of the heart to meet the demands of the body. The congestive part comes because of the heart failure. So congestive heart failure is mainly categorized into two different parts, a weak heart leading to congestive heart failure or a stiff heart leading to congestive heart failure. Now, the stiff heart can also have valvular disease and AFib causing that as well. So when the blood comes back to the heart, if the heart is too weak to pump it up, it will backpedal into the lungs, the liver, and the legs. That's why one of the mainstay of congestive heart failure symptoms are cough, shortness of breath, and swelling of the legs, which we call edema.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most common causes of congestive heart failure is having blocked arteries, coronary artery disease. And what leads to coronary artery disease are typical risk factors: smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, mellitus, being overweight, inactivity, and genes, and of course living a long life as well.
Yeah, so, the longer you live, the better chance then. Yeah,
you know, definitely.
Your body starts wearing out.
Unfortunately, you probably don't want to modify the age portion because you want to live longer.
Oh, of course.
To prevent congestive heart failure, you should really try to prevent or treat what you can modify. Don't smoke. You don't have to smoke. Don't smoke. Control the blood pressure. Make sure that you don't become a diabetic. But if you do, then treat your diabetes. Make sure that your diabetes is controlled. Make sure that your cholesterol is checked and that it's controlled. Make sure that you eat well. You stay away from bad foods. You eat healthy foods. You exercise. You keep a lean body mass. If you do all these things, you improve your chances of not developing coronary artery disease and leading to congestive heart failure.
Well, what you've just described is a vast majority of many Americans, though.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Do you see congestive heart failure in places like Croatia? And I mean, I've lived in all these places. Like Croatia, everybody's walking, and most of them are pretty lean and all this. And other countries, do they have a big problem with it?
You probably have less of a problem in these places.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at places in Africa, for example, where they don't use salt. If you don't use salt, you're probably not going to get hypertension as much. And if you don't get hypertension, you're probably not going to develop coronary artery disease as much or congestive heart failure. So, but here, we eat what we want, and we watch TV all the time. We don't want to exercise. We don't watch our weight. And then we end up with coronary artery disease and congestive heart failure. So we can prevent congestive heart failure. But if we end up with congestive heart failure, we can also treat it.
Okay, and I'm going to take a break, and that's what we're going to talk about is treatment for congestive heart failure when we get back. Because what you've described is, a majority of many of Americans that don't eat right. Dr. Kahn once said on our show, if you don't do anything else in your life but walk 30 minutes a day, you're going to live longer.
That's right.
And just by walking 30 minutes a day. And that's difficult for people. And he said, if you can't walk 30, walk one, then walk two, then walk three, you know, until you can get up to that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. In fact, let's just walk down to Four Winds Jewelry from wherever you're at and see what a great selection of jewelry they have here. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading is Four Winds Jewelry. Rebecca and Henry, super people down there. Like I said, a great selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. Repair watches there. The only watch repairman in all of Northern California is right there. I shouldn't say all of Northern California, but the premier one is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. That's Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:32 in the morning here on the 13th of April.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Louch Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Sherman Creek Road. As we grow our landscape lineup, we invite you to come see what we have done to bring you a high-quality selection for all your projects. Take advantage of our ever-growing selection of small rental equipment to help transform your yard, like a track machine trencher, rototillers, sod cutters, vibroflates, sod rollers, and so much more. Get the lawn you want this year using our Bolero Plus Sod by Delta Bluegrass and pair that with our Jumpstart Fertilizer to give it the boost it needs to thrive. Louch Landscape Supply is home of the UCAR Concrete, where we have a large fleet of concrete trailers to help get the job done right and on time. Call and reserve yours today at 378-2220. You pick up or we deliver, where no load is too big or too small at Lauchs Landscape Supply. We have several different size trucks to accommodate your needs with fast and efficient delivery to your job site. We have a dedicated staff ready to walk you through your next project, so just give us a call at 378-2220. Check us out on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com or just come see us 7 days a week at the intersection of Dersh, Airport, and Sherman Creek Road and tell your friends.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Don't tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart. I just don't think.
So how many more heart? How many more heart songs are there out there?
You have a very cheeky engineer.
A cheeky,
yeah.
Very cheeky.
Yeah. I have more heart songs than we have time.
Oh, okay. Hey, yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop's been there for a couple of decades, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments only. So give them a call at 244-9478. Remember, it's man's last stronghold. So a great place to get a haircut. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning.
And Dr. Ayad.
Hi.
Who is a cardiologist, but he's the type of cardiologist that goes in through the veins and arteries to repair things, not the one that will open the chest up and all that. So there's different types of cardiologists around here that I learn something new every day. Before we left, in the last segment, we talked about, congestive heart failure, which is caused by a number of things. One is your DNA, I guess. But other things is bad diet, no exercise, smoking, weight gain,
High cholesterol,
diabetes. All those things that if you eat correctly, but if you keep these other ones under control, like some people just are going to have high blood pressure, but if they keep it under control through medication, that lowers your chance.
It will significantly improve your chances, okay. Absolutely.
But now we talk about treatment, if you have it. So the floor is open.
Yeah, so once a patient has congestive heart failure, the mainstay of treatment for symptoms is diuretics. So you put a patient on a water pill to basically get rid of the congestion part of congestive heart failure. You drain the fluid off of them. They feel much better. They can breathe. You get the edema out. They can walk, and they feel better. But there are a lot of medications out there that not only do they improve also symptoms, but also they prolong life. These are, beta blockers like metoprolol, toprolol, XL, carvedilol, and medications that will make it easier for the heart to pump blood out of it, like ACE inhibitor, like lisinopril, enalapril, or similar medications like that. There are newer medications, probably a lot more expensive, that also help prolong life, but also improve symptoms, like Entresto. This is a medication that some insurances would require special authorizations. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of medications that can help improve symptomology, but also prolong life in patients with congestive heart failure.
Now, congestive heart failure, that's the muscle itself. Is that correct? I mean, the heart itself as opposed to a valve or something?
So a bad valve can lead to congestive heart failure as well.
But you can fix that.
Correct.
But the heart itself... congestive heart failure. And correct. One of the things, of course, is age as you get older. So that's something that the only thing you can do then is treat the symptom.
Right. So there are causes that, so the muscle can be perfectly fine and a patient still has congestive heart failure. So for example, recently I had a patient who went on a camping trip, mm-hmm. had a spider bit her. She had an infection of the skin. That infection ended up going to a valve of her heart, the aortic valve, destroyed that valve, and ended up presenting with congestive heart failure. And then she, weeks later, after she got her antibiotics courses for several weeks, mm-hmm. she underwent traditional open heart surgery with a new valve. So the infected valve was removed, a new valve was put in place, and voila, congestive heart failure is gone.
Wow.
She doesn't have congestive heart failure anymore.
Let's go to the phones. David, thanks for waiting.
Oh, yeah, morning. Man, I guess that was an expensive date. What a drag. my mother just died of congestive heart problems, and I heard you talking about diuretics there. And she ended up urinating like every 15 minutes, 24 hours a day. And it crossed my mind, are those diuretics only to be used for a short period of time? I mean, my mother was refusing to drink liquids because she was so tired of urinating. And how do you deal with something like that?
Okay. Yeah, thanks, David.
So David, this is Dr. Ayad. So, David, generally, once a patient has congestive heart failure, that is not... reversible quickly, for example, just the example we just gave by fixing a valve, they generally would require diuretics for the rest of their life unless they also have kidney failure and need dialysis. Diuretics usually are given at longer intervals. So, you give them, once a day, twice a day, sometimes a little bit more frequent. But unfortunately, one of the main issues with diuretics is that patients go to the bathroom a lot, and not every 15 minutes usually, but they do go to the bathroom a lot. But it's not usually a temporary thing that we put a patient on diuretic for a few days and then we take them off of it. It's, in general, it's a prolonged, lifelong treatment.
Thanks, David, for the phone call.
Is there a way that, with diet or something like that, your body could absorb that liquid as opposed to... keeping it in her case, it was building up in her lungs, right?
Right.
And so, is there a way that your body, could, through diet or something like that you could absorb that liquid better, or
are there natural homeopathic treatments for this vice medication? I think is what David's asking.
Yeah. About. So generally, what I tell my patients is that to limit their salt intake as much as they can, because salt traps fluid. So if you eat a lot of salt, salt stays in the system and makes you retain fluids. If you don't eat as much salt, the fluid will not accumulate as much. Remember, diuretics, a lot of them work by getting rid of sodium. So if you don't take sodium in, then fluid will accumulate less. Then the other thing that we do is we restrict the amount of fluid that the patient drinks the entire day. So we usually tell patients to drink no more than 2 liters or sometimes 1.5 liters to limit the amount of fluid that goes in. So if you don't take as much fluid, you're not going to accumulate that much fluid either.
Thanks, David. So treatment then is medication and limiting your salt intake, limiting your and after you're taking diuretics, limit the amount of liquid you drink, of course.
Cardiac rehab, like a
Some patients also qualify for cardiac rehabilitation.
Right. And what's that?
So it's exercise supervised exercise program where you basically go to a rehab center, exercise.
If you work out or you walk your 30 minutes a day or something, and you're, what you're doing is you're working your heart and you're making it stronger. And so this will also help prevent the onset of cardiac.
Yeah, so there are a lot of benefits for exercise. One, if you exercise regularly, your body mass index will probably be lower. That would lower your blood pressure. Second, your circulation to your legs, your arm improves with exercise. That makes it easier for the heart to get rid of the blood inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Walking conditions the muscles. The heart works less to feed muscles than to feed fat cells. So that also improves the work of the heart. So reduces your blood pressure, improves circulations, makes it easier for the heart to pump blood. And when you're walking, you're squeezing the fluid in your legs back to your heart and decreasing the swelling in your legs as well. So multiple benefits of exercise.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. We're here with Dr. Ayed, a cardiologist over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Casey Fatch, of course, the CEO. Every time Casey comes in, he's got something new. And the latest is a pacemaker. Instead of having, you know, a little operation there and sticking it in your chest, right, and, you know, people, you know, when you're out at the beach, you can tell. The new one is very small. And for our people that are knowledgeable, and you can look it up online, it's about the size of a 25 caliber round. And is inserted into the heart itself, and no leads, and it's easier. It lasts 13-14 years, and it keeps your heart going the way it should instead of doing all the other things. That's just another one of those little miracles we're talking about. This portion of the show brought to you by one of our new sponsors, Compass Sports Cards. It's at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. It's your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia featuring baseball, basketball, and football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. It's open 11 to 6 Monday through Friday. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards. We'll be right back after these messages.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, the new Queen Sleep Number 360 P5 Smart Bed is only $1,799. Save $600. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Journey concert production. Join us Saturday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Journey Unauthorized. Salute to Journey live in the event center. Do not miss your chance to see Journey Unauthorized in concert with limited seating in the Wind River Resort and Casino event center. Saturday, May 1st. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Unbreak my heart, say you love me again.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce is on. Jake Mangus will be able to talk to Jake about him being awarded the tourism contract here that through the good offices of the Chamber of Commerce will bring in millions of people up here to Northern California.
That's a big win for the Chamber. I'm on the board, and that was something that they worked really hard, and credit, a lot of that credit goes to Jake. It was impressive.
Well, you know what? On something like this, you kind of look at the, in my opinion, you look at the guy who's going to be in charge of it.
Right.
Because, it's, you know, I mean, this is iffy on how you're going to do things like this, so you have to look at the track record of the people. Not saying that none of the others weren't highly capable, highly qualified, because it was a 4-1 vote, one vote for the Mays Media. But, I'm looking forward to talking to Jake Mangus tomorrow. 8:51 in the morning, we're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Ayed, the cardiologist over there. And he's just filled with good information here.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, one of the things that happened during COVID was that people just didn't come to the hospital or to their doctors even.
Right.
And we're seeing the results of that, right, Case?
Yeah, we are. We're seeing patients present a lot sicker than they would have ordinarily if they were diagnosed early. So, yeah, the message there is, you know, go back and see your primary care physician. Get in there. Get your screenings done. You know, everything's pretty much back to normal out at the hospitals, and it's the right thing to do because you don't want to miss that window of opportunity for catching a disease at its early stages.
Can you come in and visit? Do you have visit?
Yeah, we have that's an interesting question because I'm not sure if it's ever going to go back to where it was pre-pandemic, But right now we allow one visitor to come in for, and that person has to be designated by the patient. And we're just not able to allow multiple visitors up on the floors. And that's not Shasta's policy. That's from the CDC. And I think that that's something.
But you can still have visitors come in, and they can rotate through there.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next here on our we've talked about a number of things, including what congestive heart failure is with a good doctor here and treatments for this.
Well, I think one of the things, if you want to get in to see Dr. Ayad and you need a cardiologist, Dr. Ayad's going to be officing out of Shasta Regional Medical Group temporarily because we're looking for office space for him. But he definitely wants to get off the ground running and see, because he has a lot of, he has a pretty big patient base as it is now. And so, to get a hold of him, it's going to be, the phone number is 605-4260, and he's taking appointments.
And so you're taking patients now?
Yeah, I am.
How did you become a cardiologist? Why cardiology?
Actually, I got to tell you, talk about your training, because it's really impressive the places this guy's been. It's unbelievable.
Well, where'd you start then, I guess?
Yeah, so I graduated from UC Davis for my undergrad. I was one of the top three students in the entire university. I was nominated for the gold medal at that time. And then I applied to medical school. I wanted to be a doctor. My first...
Were there doctors in your family?
No, I was the only one. But they wanted me to be a doctor.
Well, of course
they
did.
Everyone wanted me to be a doctor.
who doesn't want their kid to be a doctor?
That's right.
A doctor or a Marine. Okay.
Yeah, so my my first interview was at Ohio State University, or the Ohio State University.
The Ohio State University.
You know, I really liked it. They liked me, and they offered me a position. I took it. And then after that, I was in between doing cardiology, cardiothoracic surgery, or neurosurgery. So I did rotations in all three. And, one of the rotations, I worked with a surgeon, the chest cracker, the cardiothoracic surgeon. And, you know, at the end of the rotation, he took me to the side and he said, "Well, so why do you want to be a surgeon?" And I said, "You know, I want to help people. I want to, you know, help. I like to work with the heart." And he said, "You know, listen, my brother is an interventional cardiologist. My brother has a better life than I do. He has he works with a group. They have better call. And if you want my advice, just do what he did, what his brother did." So after that, I took that to heart. I basically wanted to become a cardiologist at that time. I knew that Cleveland Clinic was the best cardiology hospital, not in the United States, but in the world.
Cleveland.
So, Cleveland Clinic, yeah.
Cleveland, Ohio?
Yeah, Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland Clinic.
Did the river catch on fire while you were there?
Okay. Not really.
No. Okay.
But I was afraid of things like that happening. So I applied.
The Cleveland Cardiology Clinic is the best in the world.
Cleveland
huh?
Clinic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Clinic
is
wow.
Yeah. So Cleveland Clinic is the best cardiology program in the world.
Okay.
And the world might object, but at least let's say the United States.
Okay.
They've been ranked, I think, number one for the past probably 24, 25 years.
Wow.
So they're really, really good. They have like 110 cardiologists on staff.
Okay.
So they're very, very busy. So I applied to schools, ended up going to Cleveland Clinic, and then I got sick of Cleveland for, you know.
A variety of reasons.
For a variety of reasons.
Polar vortex particularly.
ended up coming back to California. I went to University of California, San Diego, and that's where I did both my cardiology and interventional cardiology. So that's basically my story and my education. And
well, now, we've only got a couple minutes left, so I'm going to get personal on this kind of stuff.
Sure.
Do you have a life? I mean, a lot of times, with people that are operating, I mean, they get called in and they're on call. I mean, they can be, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it can really be challenging.
Is yours more of a kind of a set routine, or is it they could call you in for the same thing?
Yeah, so with a cardiologist can have a life. An interventional cardiologist can be more difficult because you can be called any time during the day or night if you're on call, and you basically have to leave everything in hand and run to the hospital.
Okay.
So it can be challenging, but if you really like what you do, it's really rewarding as well.
And how long have you been doing this?
So I've been an interventional cardiologist since 2013.
Okay. So, Doug McConnell used to come in, and he says it takes 12 years to learn how to be a good surgeon. I think he said After you get your degree, it takes you a long time. So, I mean, this is what he said. And I'm not sure if that includes everything, but so you've been at this for 8-9 years now.
Yeah, about 8 years. Yeah, getting close to 8 years. And I tell you, I've done thousands of heart catheterizations. I've done a ton of interventions. I don't want to be full of myself, but I'm pretty good at what I do. And,
it's okay. You know what? It's okay to say, hey, I'm really good at what I do. And so you're now part of the Shasta Regional Medical Center group over there. And you've given us a tremendous amount of information today. And I think it goes back to his lifestyle. You can't help what you're, in your DNA and that. But you sure can help everything else.
Absolutely. You can't change what you can't change, but what you can change, you should.
You should, and this will help you to live longer. But not just live longer, but to live a better life.
The quality of life.
Absolutely. The quality of life, which is the big thing. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and Casey, usual, you bring in
a pleasure.
Another
superstar.
Yeah, then I learned things like the... I learned about the TAVR that one time you were in here, and then now you can put a pacemaker in that's so small you can insert it through an artery or a vein? Artery, I guess?
TAVR is
a vein.
The TAVR is
the pacemaker is in the vein.
A vein. Okay.
TAVR is an artery.
Yep. There's things coming up that we got to run. Because I'd really like to ask is, what do you see in until next time? What do you see in the future, since we don't have mechanical hearts, yet we kind of have mechanical hearts out there, of that chance of ever happening? Is that just technology?
Yeah, I think the main thing to focus on is behavior and treatment.
Don't count on something.
Well, it's like everybody that wants to colonize Mars, let's figure out how to live here first, and then we'll, it's
like, peacefully.
Yeah.
Peacefully. We can't start all over in Mars. Okay. Hey, thank you so much for being with us today. Tomorrow, like I said, Jake Mangus from Chamber of Commerce and also Cornerstone Community Bank. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?